Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It was called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. The Rockets traded for him yesterday. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, we wish you good fortune. Future 10th overall pick of the Phoenix Suns, we wish you good fortune. Those five future second round picks, we wish him good fortune. We wish him well. But Durant is here. He is a Rocket. And the Rockets are a more legitimate Western Conference finalist threat than they were before the trade. I think with Durant, you know what you're going to get. I get the hesitation over age. I get the concern about injuries past. But you're going to get a guy who stretches the court, who shoots 40-plus from three-point land, who scores 23 to 27 points a night. And after that, you got to figure out the rest of what your offense is made of. And a lot of that is going to be dependent on development. This is going to be a massive offseason for a bunch of young Houston Rockets who now all have to know that with Kevin Durant on this roster, there's not really any time for waiting around anymore. It's time to get as good as you can over these next couple of months of the NBA offseason. How much progress can you make as a player between now and late October? We're talking what? July, August, September, October. A huge 4 months for every young Rocket player. And I wonder who makes the most of it. I would think Amen Thompson could, but with Thompson, the athleticism's always there. How much better can he get offensively in just one offseason? I have my doubts. As far as Alperen Şengün, offensively, he is very gifted. Is it possible that he can get a little bit more range and the confidence to shoot from range over the course of one offseason? I would say more importantly, it would be really great if the guy could get in better shape, both from a strength perspective and from a I don't want him looking tired at the end of games perspective. I want him to be able to play more minutes this coming season, or at the very least to be able to play more minutes in the playoffs at a high level where he's actually going to be able to back people down in the post and score, because that was a huge issue for him against Golden State. Those are the two guys that have the most questions about how much better they can get in one offseason. But if you're Tari Eason, you got to shake off a terrible series that you just had against the Warriors, where you've also got to deal with all the noise your mom creates online, which that's got to be a lot. Can't tell mom to stop, but mom should stop. She should. Okay? I don't think that's a debate. He played very poorly in the series. I know he went through a lot over the course of the past year. All I am saying is, for Tari Eason, huge offseason. Ime Udoka has compared him to Kawhi Leonard before. All right. That's high praise, but that's probably the expectation that he has for him and potential upside this offseason. Then after that, it's Jabari Smith, who, as brought up earlier by LSU Brian, hey, let's see what kind of impact Durant can have on Jabari Smith. Then it's Reed Sheppard, who will actually get to play this coming season, and then maybe it's Cam Whitmore. But this offseason is so big for all of these young players. And if you're talking about improvement from the majority of those players, aren't you talking about a team that's going to have at the very least a better regular season than they just had, which is saying something, seeing as they were the 2 seed in the West? So if you're looking at it through that lens, like, they're definitely better. Come playoff time, though, I mean, this is the worst part about the NBA playoffs. You just have to wait until you get back to this phase, because we're not going to have a real sense for how this team looks in the playoffs until they're playing actual playoff basketball against playoff defenses. It's just completely different sports. And yeah, sometimes you find yourself in the shoes of a team like Indiana, who just had this incredible run, and then all of a sudden a guy tears his Achilles, and then that's it. And we'll see if they have another opportunity to do this. I mean, it's their best player that tore his Achilles in the 7th game. Oh, God. I just feel so bad for Tyrese Haliburton. And for Pacers fans and for Pacers teammates. You get that far, and it really does feel like it was taken from you. Even if it was early enough in that game, a game that they had the lead at halftime, where they could have won that.
Yeah, they fought. I mean, like, they have nothing to be, like, you know, disappointed that he tore his Achilles, but how they played, like, they stayed in there. They didn't quit. It didn't look like the classic, like, when someone gets pretty gruesomely hurt, or at least hurt in a way where you're like, he's out for a while, where it seems like the team kind of gets tentative after that, and just like, they just can't get the same mojo going. The Pacers, again, they hung in there until the third quarter, and where it just, the turnovers just became just a little too much. Like, that was really it. It was just, and it would have been nice to have Tyrese Haliburton, their starting point guard, out there to limit the turnovers. But it was just the, like, you ask TJ McConnell to do just a little bit too much, and he starts turning the ball over.
Yep. That one he had where he fell.
Yeah. That was like three in a row.
That was the very end of it. And yeah, like, he shouldn't have to be in that spot, but. No. Injuries happen.
And he got bucked. He might have led them in scoring. I forgot if he ended up finishing the game, leading the Pacers in scoring. McConnell did. But he, you know, you take the good with the bad with a bench player like him normally, because normally it's 20 minutes that he's playing, 18 minutes in a playoff game.
28 minutes, 8 of 13 from the field. I mean,
yeah. But
it's just
seven turnovers.
That's you can't overcome that.
Yeah. So to me, what we're talking about earlier, it applies to them. What we were talking about with the Kevin Durant, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
Where these windows aren't as long as you think. You know, the Pacers, you thought they made the East Finals last year. They made the actual finals this year. You think, oh, and they're bringing back most of the same crew next year. It's like, well, an injury can come in and just wipe out your season.
For sure.
Ask the Boston Celtics about that. They had a long title window. Now it's like,
yeah,
well, they might have to sell off pieces and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's
awful.
It is.
It's very awful.
The title windows, they're never as long as you think. Sometimes just 1 year. Sometimes it is just 1 year.
I was giving the Celtics a little moment of silence there. But I am wearing a Rockets jersey right now. Is Paul on the Rockets bandwagon? Might be.
We'll see what Boston sells off.
We'll see what happens the rest of this year. Anyway, Sean Mapes behind the glass and Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Kevin Durant's a Houston Rocket. I actually want to hear a strong argument as to why this move was not a smart one. I have not seen many, except for the one texter who has just texted in all show. We appreciate you listening. It's the Paul Gallant Show, live on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, and on our brand new app. Download it. It's actually awesome. Stick around.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 975.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You can watch the show live on YouTube or Twitch. I'm wearing a Houston Rockets jersey. One of the newer ones. I mean, it does have my name on the back of it, so it's pretty sick. But I am more partial to the ketchup and mustard ones. I'm also partial to the pajama ones. I actually like those. Not everyone does. And guess what? Kevin Durant, he's a Houston Rockets. You can buy jerseys of any of those if you want.
Yeah, he'll be wearing one.
Right. There's the ones that say clutch on the front that have the old ketchup and mustard jersey font, but it says clutch on it.
Instead. Clutch City.
Clutch City, right? Yeah. Instead. It's black and red. Can we go back to ketchup and mustard? Does it have to be black and red?
Yeah, yeah. They have used more and more black, it feels like, recently. But they also, I think they're bringing back the white H-Town ones that they had not last year, but the year before with the astronaut dunking.
Okay. Those were cool.
Logo.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. Bring it back.
That more was unis, baby.
It's good enough. It's good enough for a rerun. I do wonder, I don't know what the process is like for basketball teams to change their uniforms. Cause the Rockets have like tweaked their uniform a lot, but they've never,
you're right.
Not never, but since they've kind of gone to the like bleeding communism logo,
thank you for calling it what it was.
They haven't really like changed it that much or they've changed it. If you look at their jerseys from then to now, they look completely different, but they never had the like, here's our brand new jerseys. Like
the fonts never changed. They've never changed the logo. Even
like
though
the mid-court logo.
Always been a bunch of logos, but right. It's still the same R, which I've always been like, why not make it an H? But again, neither here nor there. Listen, if you want a Kevin Durant one, you can get it in all sorts of different versions. Yeah. We're also on the app, brand new app, and paying all the bills here. Two remotes this week. Thursday, Summer Circuit. It's going to be at Cactus Jack's in Baytown. You'll have a chance to win a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electrical Bike Company. It's a $4,000 value. Registration, you got to show up at Cactus Jack's. Stop by the promo table. And on Friday, we will be hanging out at Drift Bar in the Heights. Which is a fantastic way to start off Friday. Oh, 19th, 20th, actually. Oh, yeah. I did think to myself, I'm coming back from a bachelor party. Do I get back into the game on this coming weekend? Do I dive back in? Or do I take a weekend off?
No back-to-backs like your Kevin Durant?
Damn, you say it like that. I guess I have to get back out there.
Oh, no. I don't know if you can do back-to-backs. I mean,
I can do back-to-back weekends. And I could do back-to-back nights. Yeah, I can. I can. I'm not. Don't put me in your claptrap, bruh. To quote Arian Foster once. I don't know what that means. What? I heard Arian Foster say, "Like, don't pigeonhole me in your claptrap, cuh." And I was like, "What? That sounds awesome. I don't know what he means." Sounds cool.
I'm glad you brought it back.
Yeah, I did. I did this thing once where on Tinder I only used Arian Foster tweets to talk to people, and it had mixed results. I thought it was a great article, and then someone aggregated it and did not give me any credit for it. And I wanted to die a little inside, so I stopped writing altogether then.
Damn.
I know. Poor one out. Paul, shut up. God, talk about Kevin Durant. Yeah, Durant's on the Rockets, in case you didn't know. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, 5 second-round picks, and the 10th overall pick. Pretty good return.
Yeah, and thank you in the rundown for putting what the 5 second-round picks are.
Because they're a million years from now.
Or they're on Thursday night, and it's pick 59.
Of 60.
Of 60.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that is essentially an undrafted free agent.
Yes.
I mean,
if you had that pick last year, Bronny James was already off the board. That, and then 2 and 26, and then, yeah, Boston's in 30, and then 1 in 2032.
But, Sean, if the Rockets had drafted Bronny James, they could have LeBron. It could be LeBron and Kevin Durant. They could have that.
That's a good point.
They could have set themselves up for that.
Worked for Team USA.
Second-round picks are bull. They just are. And I get that there have been good second-rounders over the course of the NBA's history. Just remember, they are the exception. The exception. It does happen.
For every one of those guys, the Draymond Green, Nikola Jokic.
There's some
Monte
guy.
Ginobili.
Yeah.
There's literally 29 other guys that probably never amounted to anything in the league.
Yeah, they're playing in like Myanmar or some.
Oh, yeah. There's guys that never come over.
Exactly. They're, you know, Sergio Yule. Like, there's the second round picks, they're nothing. The 10th pick, hey, it could be a good player at some point. But if you were to draft someone with that 10th pick, I don't think you're helping yourself out this year. You're just creating more of a logjam that gets in the way of some of your younger players who need to play more this season developing. So, I mean, I think for the Rockets, you needed to swap that 10th pick for something.
Yeah.
I think going into next year with the 10th pick, like, sure, that might help. But I don't know that you would see the benefit of that 10th pick as opposed to, oh, I'm trading this person as part of a package. Because you're just not going to play a lot. And, like, we all don't know what Reed Sheppard's going to be this coming season because he didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on this team.
And that was the number 3 pick.
Yeah.
I think that there's a giant ticking clock with the 10 pick of you kind of need to get rid of this pick. Or not get rid of it, but you need to use it in a trade before it immediately loses a bunch of value to you. So I think that, to me, like, the 10th pick was always going to have to be in this trade. Like, and honestly, when there are some reports that they were hesitant to put it in, I'm like, put it in. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing you should put in.
I think that the reason they kept on pushing that was to make it seem like, yeah we don't care. We're not going
to
make a
trade.
Yeah,
to drive a harder bargain.
And that definitely worked in their favor. And Rafael Stone deserves credit. From the 350, Rafael Stone over the top to land KD. Put the Rockets in great position to battle OKC to come out of the West. Yes, that's why he did that. That is why he did that.
Do you think that the Rockets are maybe not on an equal footing because OKC's literally having a parade?
Baby OKC?
This week? Not baby OKC, but, you know, are they in the are they the first team in the rearview mirror of caution? Yeah. Objects are closer than they appear.
I think so, because I think with the Timberwolves, they are what they are. I don't know how they get better.
Yeah, Wolves. I'd say Wolves, Nuggets.
And the Nuggets with Jokic, all right, you still have Jokic, but... Yeah,
you have 5 guys on our team.
Do you have the supporting cast? Yeah. I mean...
It's like the opposite. Like, everyone...
Russell Westbrook was a key part of your team last year.
Like, and he's gone.
And he's gone, he's right. That's what I mean. Like, that was... You have to replace that.
Yes. The OKC and the Pacers both have something that I think the Rockets are kind of building in the mold of having, like, a really deep team full of great athletes and that can handle, you know, the pretty grueling season and the long postseason that you have to make it through. The Denver Nuggets are the complete opposite of that. They have 5 guys that they want to play. They have their starting lineup, and some nights they don't really even want to play Michael Porter Jr., but they have to. And they, like, last year they had Russell Westbrook. And that's pretty much it as far as bench guys. They had some younger guys that Michael Malone wasn't in love with. That's why he got fired. So they kind of are building in the, like, opposite image of where it seems like teams around the league are going. It's just that they have Nikola Jokic, and it's just like there's not much you can do to stop that guy.
No.
So I think every series that he and Jamal Murray have played in, they've either won the series or lost in 6 or 7. So they don't go down easy. So I think you at least have to put them, if not ahead of the Rockets, like in the same tier as the Rockets.
Definitely. I'll just because of Jokic, I'll put the Nuggets ahead for now. I will definitely put them ahead. I think after that, then it gets really interesting. Do you respect Golden State going into this coming season? Do you start to move San Antonio up the rankings? Very curious as to what this trade means for the Spurs, because I would think, okay, well, we didn't get Durant, we didn't play hardball, to all of a sudden you try to make
another
Giannis move. Antetokounmpo more open to San Antonio, because that would make sense. But we've heard nothing from Giannis as far as unhappiness and wanting to force his way out of town. It feels like things have been quiet for a while. So I don't think the Spurs are close to your tier. I guess Dallas with Cooper Flagg, does that put them back up?
to me, let's see Kyrie Irving. Like, let's see him get healthy. Because to me, like, they just don't have enough guard play if Irving's out. And obviously, like, this is pretty ridiculous to do this the day after the NBA Finals because there's an entire offseason that needs to happen. So, like,
yeah, that's true too.
We'll see what the Mavericks do to get a guard to man the ship until Kyrie comes back off of his torn ACL. We'll see what the Lakers do. The Lakers are a pretty blank slate as far as their roster. It's like they have Luka and LeBron and a bunch of guys that I think are tradable. So I think the Lakers could also really, you know, if they get whatever the 100% right outcome is for the Lakers, like they're also a team I can see at least being in the neighborhood of the Rockets, Wolves, Nuggets. I think right now those three are kind of the second tier.
That's the second tier, and then
like we'll see what the Spurs and the Lakers.
I'll leave the Warriors in there.
Warriors. The Warriors are in that. Yeah. In that as well.
Sean Mace behind the glass and Paul Gallant. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, most interactive sports talk show in town. Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. Still weird to say. Who's having a case of the Mondays? Who's got the most Monday-ish Monday other than Indiana? Is there anyone? Like, is only Iran doing worse than Indiana today? Like, I don't know. Answer that question. Case of the Mondays. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Kevin Durant, the Rocket, most interactive sports talk show in town. Also on the ESPN Houston app. Brand new app. It's fantastic. Download it. Especially when, you know, we have issues with the whole radio wave thing. Which, hey, different parts of town, different kinds of frequency. Well-written text from the 832. It's very long. Not going to read the whole thing. But some interesting points. This person says, we still don't know who Jalen Green will turn into, but he's a better defender than Kevin Durant. Also, Durant, when he goes up against very good on-ball defense, he's been a little more turnover prone of late. He continues saying he mailed it in with the Suns, gave up. He's older, more accomplished, and already has his rings. He'll mail it in again if things gets bad. He continues, compliments Dylan Brooks, et cetera, et cetera. Talks about how there are some players in this year's draft that you could theoretically get with that 10th overall pick. I would say, I don't know that they're going to be playing. I think your 2027 and 2029 first-round picks that you have from the Phoenix Suns are really the things that you should be thinking about as far as draft picks going forward. Like, those are going to be, I would imagine, pretty damn good picks. So to bring it back to this, I still think Durant has something left to play for. Durant has not won a title where he's been the guy. And guess what? Right now, he would be. By the end of the year, would we feel that? I don't know. But right now, even if he's not technically the guy, Durant would be
he would get
big name here. And
a
he
ton
would.
Of credit.
This would be like his championship.
Also, because his role would be the guy who scores.
Yeah.
And that just generally, people are like, oh, the leading scorer. You're the best player on this team.
That is the one thing missing. He's done everything else. The one thing missing for Durant is winning without a super team. And look, teams are deeper and deeper, it seems like, in basketball these days, where we're not talking about one, two, three guys. We're talking about teams that have five, six, seven guys that are all like pretty damn good. But that is the thing that is missing if you're looking at him and comparing him to the all-time greats. And it's held against him, the fact that he went and he left Oklahoma City for Golden State. Everyone thought that was BS, no matter how you felt about Durant. No one liked that. Everyone hated it, except for Warriors fans. Like Darth Vader chops off his son's hand, and then Luke decides, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to join the Empire, and let's just blow up a bunch of planets, Dad. Let's go town all over the galaxy. Like, That's what it was. I like Durant. That was BS. It sucked. So, he has a chance to prove himself again. And didn't work in Phoenix. Didn't work in Brooklyn. I don't think it's fair to paint those two situations as Durant's fault. I really don't. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston on a Monday. Who's got a case of the Mondays? Hit it.
Mondays suck.
Dang.
And these guys have it worst.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Who has a case of the Mondays?
Indiana. Oof. So you go from this incredible Pacers run where they're winning over half of their playoff games while they are underdogs. And on top of that, they were leading at halftime in this Game 7. A Game 7 where they lost their best player to a torn Achilles. And now, like, what do you do? Do you know what's next on the docket for Indianapolis sports? It's the reality that Indiana football will never have a season like they just had. It's the reality that the quarterback situation for the Indianapolis Colts is Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. The Indy 500 already happened.
Yeah. Long time to go to the next one.
I don't know how Indiana basketball is doing these days. Not so well. Purdue basketball perennially underachieves in the tournament. This is the closest that Indiana and Indianapolis are getting to a championship for a while, in my honest opinion. To get that close, I actually do feel really bad for Pacers fans and for Indiana sports fans, even though I hate the Colts with the passion of a thousand suns. They lost Jim Irsay, for God's sakes. Now they got three of his daughters running the show. Like, this is just tough. The most Monday in the world of sports right now, the most Monday possible, it's the hangover that a Pacers fan feels.
I didn't even think about that. Literally, that happened last night, and Pacers fans had to show up to work the next morning.
Yeah, what do you do?
Like, they actually had to go to work this morning, just being like, it was all over so fast. And, like you said, they fought after he was out,
so
too. Like, it was still a close game. Like, not a close game, but the Thunder didn't pull all their guys until there's like a minute left. Like,
yep.
It was not some runaway after he got hurt. That would almost, in a weird way, like, make it easier.
No, they
kept... It's just like...
They kept on creeping back almost to being within the game. Like, it would get to almost 8.
Yeah, they would get to, like,
seven,
9. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, they would pull away again. Yeah, it's got to suck to be an Indiana sports fan. I understand that they have Caitlin Clark. Fair point, as brought up by Coug Blaze on the Twitch. That thank God they have Caitlin Clark. And thank God they can go right into Caitlin Clark. Because, yeah, if I'm a Indiana sports fan, I am not listening to sports radio for at least 2 weeks. At least two. I just don't want it. I don't want it. I'm thinking about new hobbies. I'm all out of the sports world for a little bit of time. And let's be fair. To be fair, I get it. With the Caitlin Clark thing is a totally new thing. But I would imagine for a lot of average sports fans, I mean, you care way, 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 way more about the Pacers and a basketball crazy state than you do about women's basketball, even if women's basketball at times is more enjoyable than men's basketball. Yeah, I said it.
I mean, I'm sure that there's TV data that backs that up, that the Pacers are more watched than the Fever are. But yeah, I mean, that's it. You got Caitlin Clark.
No,
they're going to lash out like crazy. Next time someone even like gives Caitlin Clark a dirty look, that it's going to be over.
Oh,
for
Sophie Cunningham's going to take her out.
Yeah.
Sophie Cunningham.
Indiana fans are just going to rip them a shred because they have all this pent-up frustration.
Yeah.
It's what I think happened to Astros fans after the sign stealing scandal.
Oh,
where
they had to
bunker in, and now we're just lashing out on anyone that says anything about the Astros. I think that's where you're getting with the Pacers. They're a wounded animal right now, and don't do anything to Caitlin Clark. All right,
or
they
the
need her.
Or the Tres Leches, is that how you say it?
Tres Leches, yeah.
On Espanol. I don't know. I just know the
Knicks. The food.
In Indiana, I know they would butcher the pronunciation, and it probably says...
Tres Leches.
Yeah, something, because it's the Midwest. Caitlin Clark, Lexi Hall, and Sophie Cunningham. This is the nickname of the Indiana Fever. Three milks due to the strong friendship and on-court chemistry between all three of them. Is it really just that?
I mean, the three white players.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was about to say. I wasn't sure.
Players are all white.
I wasn't sure if Lexi Hall was white.
Yeah.
Didn't know. I don't see color. I also cannot read color based off of the name Lexi Hall. I don't hear it there. I'm like, oh, that could be anything. I don't know. But yeah, Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham is sound white. Yeah, Sophie Cunningham, the security guard, as brought up by Clutch City on our Twitch.
The goon.
The hot security guard. No, she's a basketball player, but that moment was awesome. Sophie Cunningham, and she wore a shirt to last night's game that said Tres Leches on it.
Yeah. Do you see that? I know you saw it. The security guard trying to break up the fight.
Yeah, grabbing it.
Not really trying to break up.
No,
saw his opportunity. Ladies, calm down. Sorry, was that a little too low of a hand?
No.
Okay, no notice. Good. Except this ABC camera right in my face.
Just a little grab ass, you know? It's funny.
It's tough for Indiana, all right? Now, he didn't know it was tough for Indiana at that point, but listen, Tyrese Haliburton just got hurt. Let the guy put his hand wherever he wants.
Okay, say even had a championship parade buses painted and ready to go before game 7. Those went viral.
To me, that has to happen every time, though, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like, they don't actually wait until, like, the final buzzer, and then they're God, what do we do for buses?
There was probably one ready to go for Indiana. Yeah, I would think that you could do a couple of like, how many do you need to paint to make that thing look?
You know? Yeah, it's like, you need, what, 4 buses for a basketball team?
I would think so. Anyway, guys, that's Case of the Mondays.
Yeah, Indiana, really. I mean, Zach Neto, don't have to really get into him, but got hit by Hunter Brown and then just basically emasculated by Hunter Brown afterwards with what he said. We'll get into it more tomorrow, I'm sure. But
yes, we will.
Tough look for my guy, Zach.
Not great. And on that note, that's Case of the Mondays. Garbage Time is next. Rockets got Kevin Durant. Stick around.
The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. And on the ESPN Houston app. It's brand new. It's really cool. Also on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975-713-780-3776 to call the text if you want to get in before we hit the road. Kevin Durant, a Houston Rocket from the 409. What would you pick between 9 points and 7 minutes on 3 of 4 shooting from three in game 7 of the finals, a torn Achilles, your team loses, or you lose in game 6? Give me the game 7 loss and blown Achilles, because then I could wonder what if. The recovery from a torn Achilles, though, is so long.
That to me is the thing. If it's the Chris Paul torn hamstring,
you're back ready to go for the regular season.
I can see why you would want game 6, but want to avoid that. But he's out all of next year.
Yeah.
Like, you had a chance to make the finals again next year because of all the other guys that got hurt in the East, and just in general, that the teams are a little bit softer at the top. The Pacers are just like, they're not off the board, because they probably still will make the playoffs just with how they play. Shout out to Andrew Nimhart. Hopefully next year is a contract year for him. He can get paid, because he's going to have to do a lot of the Tyrese Haliburton stuff. But this is a team that could have had another run next year that is, for the most part, like, as far as making the East Finals or Finals, like, that's out of the question now. So I take whatever doesn't have my best player be out all of next year.
I would as well. And Pascal Siakam, awesome. Good for him falling in love with basketball again. I thought that was interesting leading up to the game. He was like, yeah, I wasn't enjoying basketball in Toronto. Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Canada sucks. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
When you're not winning the championship, you're like, man, I'm just...
Kind of sucks to be up there.
Just here in Canada all day?
Oof, cold. A report from Sham Sharania. Kevin Durant is open to taking less than a max on an upcoming extension with the Houston Rockets.
Cool.
Wants to end his career in Houston with the championship for Shams, and he knows what the apron limitations bring on potential title contenders.
Thanks. Thanks, Katie, for reading the CBA.
Yep. I read it. It is kind of confusing. They actually are in better shape than they were before the trade because they actually, I think, took in less money than they sent out in between the Dylan Brooks contract, who's making, what, like 40 a year, and then the Jalen Green contract?
No, 20.
Yeah. So
20,
well, yeah, and 20 and probably
33.
Yeah.
So, and Durant's probably going to be, he's like around 50.
I think it's 50. It's a little under 54 for Durant. Okay. I bet it is like very minuscule difference, but whatever the case, they are not to the point of needing a hard cap.
It'll be cheaper next year too.
Yes.
Because those two guys' contracts go up, the two guys they traded, where Durant, if the, you know, given what Shams is saying, he'll be getting less than the max, so he will be making probably a little bit less or around the same, because I think his max is probably like over 60 mm-hmm. right now, probably like 64 range. Yeah, don't do that. Don't sign him to that. If you can get him for less, do that. And then Van Vliet might take less for more years as well.
So. I'd be interested to see with Van Vliet, because
that's where my I'm
40 million a year.
I'm now like, all right, Van Vliet, what are we doing? I think Kelly Eco said that that they're expected to have him opt out and then re-sign a
more reasonable deal.
Yeah, long term.
Well, good on him. I mean that definitely takes some humble pie to do something like that.
I mean, you still are getting $90 million guaranteed. So.
Yeah, but sometimes it's the principle.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's hard to be like, yep, sign me up for a pay cut.
As someone who has never made that amount of money, I do not know how I would be in those shoes. But I think if I were in those shoes, I would be a little annoyed about taking less money, even if it is completely justified, because it is crazy that Fred VanVleet, the last 2 years with the Rockets, made $40 million while Kevin Durant this past season, or this coming season, is set to make 54.7. Because, yeah, totally different players, totally different values. But the Rockets paid a little bit of a loser tax to get Fred VanVleet to come here, and worked out. Great job by Rafael Stone. Very good job by Ime Udoka and Kevin Durant, who clearly wanted to play with one another. Coach one or the other. Wait, how does that work? Yeah, because Ime Udoka can't play anymore, for those who don't know. Can't. Won't.
I'm not going to say he can't play.
Has played.
You're the one that says if Ime Udoka's listening, Paul's saying the one that is the
That's
one saying
bad.
You can't play. I think you can still play.
Udoka does have
best utilized as a coach, though.
Yes, like kind of like with Mike Vrabel, where I'd be like, yeah, I bet he could hold his own, but then Mike Vrabel tried to block that Patriots tackle that he drafted, and apparently the guy flattened his ass. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I'm very jealous of something that Austin has. Tesla, over the weekend, launched driverless robo-taxis. Every trip cost a flat rate, $4.20, no matter how far the drive. Classic Elon Musk
with the
420. Would have been funny if it were for your first 69 trips or something like that. It's the only way he could have been a little more immature than that. But self-driving for $4.20? Come on. We need this.
Yes, we do need this.
DUI-ass town?
This would be great. I will say, though, this seems like the, hey, this is how we get you in on this. This is how we get you into one of these driverless cars. The second this becomes like normal, they're not doing this for $4.
It'll be more than $4.20.
Like what? That's what happened with Uber and Lyft. That when it started, they're actually cheaper than taxis.
It used to be so cheap. Yeah, now taxis just raise their prices.
Yeah.
But the difference between an Uber and a taxi is generally, no offense to the taxi drivers out there, generally the Uber doesn't smell like cigarettes or have a guy who's speaking on a different language to a family member while driving you.
You still get a good number of that from Uber.
But,
but the car is nice.
That's what I mean also at
the
first.
Honda Civic's nicer. But you're
yeah. A little air conditioning. More in garbage time. Shout out to Marcel Siem, who says that back in the day when he shot a 63 at Pebble Beach, he was hammered and he puked twice during the round.
There we go.
I'm envious. I will say today, I looked good. Did I feel good? I don't know. This was my flu game. But guess what? Kevin Durant's a Houston Rocket. Got to show up. Got to deliver. Got to bring the take.
I think you exceeded expectations today.
Thank you. I do set the bar very low, but we exceeded it. At least for this Monday, June 23rd, 2025. Subscribe to the Paul Gallant Show podcast, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass. Big thanks to everyone who tuned in today, especially the most interactive of all y'all. The texters, the Twitchers, the YouTubers. Did we have anyone else?
Callers.
There we go. We had lots of callers today. Thank you. I forgot what calls are. See, we tried to land the plane, and now all of a sudden we are Sully in the Onondaga River, whatever the hell he crashed into. I am merely Paul Gallant. So farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Monday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.